Last week, your endless TikTok scrolling might have given you a glimpse of what's being called Season 2 of Bama Rush Week. Season 2, because last year, the girls of the University of Alabama went viral for their Rush Week traditions. This year seemed a little bit more subdued, possibly because there's an unauthorized documentary in the works this week. Sororities basically told their PNU's potential new members not to talk to the media, not to talk to the press. They banned them from filming or posting anything from inside the sorority houses. But that didn't stop them from posting thousands of videos that got millions of views. Many of those videos featuring must-have items and fashion accessories. Today on Dumb Money, we are going shopping for investments. We're looking for the brands that got the most buzz from Bama Rush TikTok and the companies whose stock prices might be the real winners.
We are Dumb Money, three friends who turned $30,000 into $30 million using nothing more than Twitter and a zero commission trading account.
The suits that work on Wall Street, they call those people the smart money. That's not us.
Our goal is to help level the playing field for everyday investors.
We are Dumb Money.
Hey y'all, philanthropy day one at Bama Rush. So my shirt, thank you Bama for the shirt they gave it to us. My skirt is from Curtsy, I don't know the exact brand. My necklace is from Kendra Scott, it's the same one that I wore yesterday. My earrings are from Francesca's. My bracelet is from Haley, I don't know the exact brand. And then my shoes are these three boutique.
Okay, my shirt is Bama, my skirt is the Pants Store. Shoes are TJ Maxx, Kendra Scott, this is from Paris, Shein, and that's all.
Okay, my shirt is from Bama. Check it. Alright, and then this skirt is from Curtsy, but it's actually from Princess Polly. My necklace is Kendra Scott, my earrings are from Haley, but they're Shein, I think. And then my bracelets, Babel Bar, I don't know, Shein, and my shoes are from Amazon.
Hey there, Dave here. Black tee is from Amazon. Shorts, I think Stitch Fix. My shoes are always Hey Dudes. Watch by Apple. I'm here with Chris and Jordan. Chris?
Yeah, headphones, Sennheiser, shirt, hundreds, man. Shoes, I think they're Adidas today. I don't know what kind of pants I'm wearing, Dave, but that's
Jordan?
What I got. Jordan.
The hat is Richardson. The shirt ticker tag special via American Apparel. The shorts are, well, I'm going A&M Rush. A&M Rush with the, from Adidas.
We are
OG Rush collab.
Welcome to Dumb Money Live. That is our best attempt at the hashtag OOTD, the outfit of the day, which is a big part of Bama Rush on TikTok. Lots of brands got shout-outs from sorority girls that Kendra Scott and Francesca's, the Pants Store, Shein, but none of those are publicly traded companies. But there is one that is public, Lululemon. Their ticker symbol is LULU.
Okay, my top is from Lululemon, my skirt is Lululemon, my fanny pack is Lululemon, and my shoes are Off-Cut and then Apple Watch and Francesca Story. All right, skirt is Lulu, top is Lulu, fanny pack is Lulu, Princess Polly Sunnies, and then my shoes are Nike. Top is Nike, pants are Lulu, fanny pack is Lulu, shoes are Nike.
So Lululemon saw such a big impact on sales after last year's Rush Talk that this year they launched a co-branded store with licensed Alabama apparel. As we were looking into that, we uncovered an even bigger trend for Lululemon and confirmed it with Google Analytics. Chris, Jordan, before we reveal that trend, I think that we deserve a smash to the old like button purely for the amount of TikTok research that we had to do on this one. So if you haven't yet smashed the like button, please do that. The other trend that we saw was mentioned in that last clip. Did you catch it?
Oh yeah, dude. This is a big one, dude. And by the way, the research was tough. This is tough research this week. Was having to sit through all the Bama Rush videos, man.
I've all the ones you sent me, Chris. Great. I have loaded up. If you're ready to watch any of them, just let me know.
we'll put them at some point during the episode today. But no, honestly, guys, this might seem stupid, and a lot of people are like, "Come on, there's a stock trade in this." Guys, you have to understand something. There are a billion people on TikTok. TikTok is driving culture. TikTok is reflecting and amplifying consumerism and culture. It is the most powerful thing that has existed in decades for marketing and for virality. And if you're not paying attention to what's happening, what's trending on TikTok, as an investor, you are probably missing one of the greatest opportunities for alpha that I've ever seen in my 3-decade-long investing career. And the biggest advantage about this particular type of alpha is that Wall Street generally isn't paying attention. They generally, these institutional traders generally don't have TikTok accounts and they're not watching TikTok. I mean, it took me and Jordan's wearing his ticker tag shirt. Jordan, how long did it take us to get Wall Street to even understand how to decipher Twitter data? 6 years, and they still didn't get it by the time we sold that company. So people, you got to realize how big of a deal this is. But Dave, you're right. The trend that really brought us to Lululemon was not even the Bama rush in particular. It was more about
that got us to pay attention to what was going on in Bama Rush and the mentions of Lulu, and the store there was a big deal. Lines out the door. Yeah. It was a big deal. But that got us looking closer and some of the products that were selling out at Lulu.
The biggest product, one of the biggest products of summer of 2022 is what we used to call it something different. We used to call it a fanny pack. It's now called the belt bag or crossbody bag, right?
Yeah, people aren't wearing them on their belt from what I understand. So my wife got one in the middle of the summer, and then just recently she's like buying them as gifts for friends. And so these things are taking off, not just for the younger cohort, but also they're huge with the mid-cities moms over here.
No, Jordan, they're monster big for the mom crowd, right?
Yeah.
So these are belt bags, and this is, well, you know, they say the song of the summer. This is it. This is the product of the summer. This is like the hottest product of summer of 22. You can't buy them. You can't find them. In fact, our buddy who's in the Amazon reselling business is actually in the process of flipping them on Amazon. People are flipping these things for 2x at some points during the summer, 3x what they cost at Lulu. They're only $38 and $48, depending on the size at Lulu.
Yeah, but
I was going to say that brings up a potential issue. Can this product move needle for Lulu's quarter? And they're coming up with quarterly earnings, I think, what, in 3 weeks, September, three, four weeks?
Yeah.
Can it move the needle?
And that's the biggest, right?
I mean, with how many are selling, I think they can. The biggest problem with their last earnings report is that inventories were up quite a bit. And so, you know, I don't know what summer sales did to those inventories, but that was kind of a scary part from Lulu.
Jordan, the data on Lulu, all my consumer data on Lulu is through the roof this summer. So if you look at web traffic, my web traffic reports are showing that they are way up this summer, year over year. They continue to climb throughout the summer. If you look at search data, which is something that anybody can do, you'll see that generalized searches on Lulu are up meaningfully throughout the summer. In addition to that, what you see is what's driving that search traffic is almost exclusively the belt bag or the crossbody bag. So if you look at related search cues on a 90-day period, you'll see that over the past 90 days, like the top 20 related queries for Lulu are all, in terms of trending, right? The stuff that's trending up are all related to this belt bag. So the question that we have to answer is, I don't think they were able to manufacture enough of these belt bags at $30 a piece to move the revenue needle. But that might not matter because it's really all about attachment. How many people went to the Lulu site or went to a Lulu store looking for a belt bag, either did or didn't buy the belt bag, but once they're in the Lulu store, what percentage of those people, or once they're on Lulu's website, what percentage of those people happen to buy a pair of shorts? Which, by the way, was also
trending up. Buy the shorts, the bra, the shirt, the
all
you know, whatever
the above.
Happens to be. Yeah.
The money that brands will spend to try to get increase foot traffic ticking up by even 5% in a quarter is gigantic. I think we're probably seeing one of the biggest foot traffic increases to their website and to Lulu stores that we've seen in a very long time because of this belt bag. And I just can't imagine a scenario where they didn't have a reasonable kind of attachment rate for people buying the belt bag and also buying a pair of shorts or a bra or a shirt or something else, right? A pair of shoes, whatever. Guys, I think it's massive. I think it's a massively big, like, anomaly for Lululemon this quarter that cannot be ignored. I think it's a type of thing that makes me feel really confident going into quarterly earnings next month, knowing that they had this big of a massive tailwind. And let me also say that the Bama Rush stuff is not to be ignored. Is the amount of stuff they're selling in the Bama, like, university store going to make a difference? Hell no. But
the amount there's something we want to talk about here with Bama Rush, because I never knew that Lulu was doing collegiate licensed apparel. It's not something that they necessarily advertise on their website, but it was in this Bama store that's either close or on campus at the University of Alabama. And so I started looking a little bit more, and not every college is represented, but I did see that, like, University of Michigan, they have some branded apparel at certain places and at the, I think it was the University of Michigan bookstore website. And so if you're looking for a place to grow, I mean, doing this collegiate apparel, this might be kind of one of their next things.
Jordan, it's huge. Yeah. I think they just launched Penn State. They're at a number of schools, and the schools where they are. I mean, guys, it's not just how much merch they're selling at these schools, right? It's the amount of impressions that they're getting with this generation is absolutely insane on TikTok.
Well, it's not even that, dude. So it's like, think about every weekend you get, you know, tons of, like tens of thousands of alumni cruising through. And if they start to see Lulu co-branded apparel, they're in, right? I think they're a big enough brand that anybody that's, you know, under the age of 50 is, you know, and above is all about trying to pick up some university branded Lulu gear.
Yeah. And it's one of those brands that you personally, Jordan, wear the Lulu shorts because you like the way they fit, right?
And they're the best shorts on the planet, right? And so I've literally looked for any other shorts that I like, and they're my favorite shorts. They last forever. They look good and they're comfortable.
And so if you're going back to A&M for a game, you might be stopping in a store to get your A&M shorts, right? That would be...
Yeah, dude, if they had like a full...
And you already have plenty of like A&M merch. Let me just tell you, you already have
the
plenty.
Bottom left, I'd be all about it.
Yeah, but totally, you totally buy more.
Yeah.
I'm not wearing Lulu shorts, but I'll tell you, man, like, you couldn't ask for something better as a brand than what's going on with Rush Talk and Lululemon right now. I'm telling you, what is happening across the country, and by the way, the entire world are watching these Rush Talk videos. They're like, what the hell is going on in America? Dave, can you show the dance, like one of the like more conventional Rush Talk video, Bama?
So yes, Bama this is the Kappa Alpha dance. This is insane. Drop it.
It is so entertaining. It's like, I'm telling you guys, like, this stuff went viral for a reason. Like, it is the funniest, most entertaining, wild stuff in these, like, Rush Talk videos. And I could only imagine people from around the world seeing this going, what is up with this, like, American sorority culture? Like, it's been around forever, but I feel like it's never been this public before, right?
Last year, that's why it went viral.
Poured into specifically Alabama. Alabama is no longer just a university theme park,
dude. Jordan, the head of Alabama of that school actually sent his staff to Disney World because he wanted to restructure the school to mimic Disney World, and you know what? It's freaking working, man.
It's a thing. And you know what else they've done? They've gotten a huge interest from outside of the state, right? So I know, you know, we've got neighbors, and they're sending their kids to Alabama. That, you know, 15 years ago, that wouldn't have really been a thing, but now it's a huge thing.
And the stats show that more girls were rushing Alabama sororities this year than last year, and I mean, they set out to, you know, build an even bigger brand for themselves than they did. And all of the other Southern schools are now competing and even using hashtag. When I was trying to pull clips, so many of the hashtag Bama Rush videos on TikTok were other schools. And, like, there's another Southern school. I can't remember. Like, I think Ole Miss is this week.
Yeah,
so.
Ole Miss is huge, too, in this stuff. Yeah.
How do we invest in Alabama? I might just go buy real estate right around the school. I've never been there, but, like, I might have to do a road trip and buy some real estate. And, like, that school.
Go back in time. I don't know if there's much of a safer bet than just buying real estate bordering all of these major universities.
Yeah.
All the SEC schools.
All the SEC schools.
All the schools, like, and buy entire apartment buildings nearby so that you know you're going to always be able to fill them and that you really don't have to worry too much about the rent not getting paid because mom and dad are going to be paying the rent in these Southern schools.
Oh man, I'm telling you, dude, this is it.
These stars, the TikTok stars from last year that were the rushing crowd, they're now the stars this year too. And that one clip that we saw the tour of the store. I don't know if we played the full version, but she is basically has her own Amazon store and her own like.
Even though Lululemon is sold out of the belt bag that everyone wants, I just found that they have it on Amazon. I linked it in my storefront for you under the Lululemon alternatives list. It is the
Of course. She's probably making so much money just from affiliate links and from. She was on an exclusive tour. She got the first. I think she posted the first video of the co-branded store. So it's like, do you really need to go to school? Maybe, maybe not, but you definitely need to go to TikTok and become a celebrity at your campus.
Yeah. So guys, getting back to the investment, I bought a bunch of Lulu because I can't not own Lulu in this going into this quarter with that type of a double tailwind. The tailwind of TikTok, Rush Talk, Bama Rush. Combined with the tailwind of belt bag summer, okay, everybody in the world trying to get a Lulu belt bag, increase foot traffic to their store. I think they are going to crush earnings this quarter. But listen, we're not financial advisors. This is my investment. This is what I'm doing. That said, there is one massive risk factor here, even over and above the potential recession that we might or might not be looking at. Guys, when I went deep into this research, and this is why I said, you know, I teased this trade last week and I said, listen, I got to put in 2 or 3 days of like full research into this trade. I looked into every video related to Lululemon, every product they were selling. I interviewed store managers. I did find in my research, looking into comments, there was a new apparel line that was just released at Lululemon in the last 7 days, 7 or 8 days, that might or might not be reflected in this quarter, but certainly will be reflected in next quarter. The reaction to it is not good. Basically, it's kind of like, remember that brand Justice where they used to put like big words down the pants? They're putting like Lululemon in big script down sweatpants. It looks like merchandise for like 13 to 15 year olds. And the backlash on this particular line is massive. Not a single comment is saying this line is good. They're all like, I'm done with Lulu. I will not buy this junk. Now,
yeah, that's totally contrary to what they've done for branding in the past, because they are known for being a very minimalistic on their branding. It's really just that one little circle that's on, you know, maybe like your hip or lower back or something like that. And that's
so the question, Jordan, is I don't know if they went all in on this new line and it's going to be at every store or if it's something experimental they're doing in a few cities. Yeah. I do not have the answers. It's too new. But if anyone is investing in Lululemon this quarter, I would highly recommend that you really look into that new line and see how massive is it, how much inventory do they pile into the new style. It's not just one thing. It's a whole bunch of stuff. It could be a catastrophe write down for Lululemon if none of this stuff sells next quarter. And it could cause them to be overly conservative with their guidance when they announce in September going to next quarter. So listen, we're not about like pumping stocks here. Like this is our trade. This is something that we surface, we research, and there's two sides to the trade. There's a lot of stuff that looks really good right now with Lulu, but there's this one kind of black cloud, and it's very recent, that as an investor, I'm going to continue to research it. And if I don't like what I see, there's a chance I might pull out of my Lulu investment before earnings. Because remember that one quarter, like 7-8 years ago, where Lulu got their colors wrong and they had to write down all of their merchandise and the stock went down like 30 or 40%. This could be another one of those situations. I'm just saying it's something to look out for. You can't just invest in stocks without really putting the time in and playing devil's advocate and look at both sides. What?
You think they would write it down this soon?
I don't think
it is. Jordan, no. But I think it will reflect in their guidance. If they see it, like, I don't know if they would comment on it or not. But listen, I don't like investing when I know there's a black cloud that people might or might not know about. Analysts might or might not figure that out. I just want to be careful there. So it's something to keep in mind. That said, with that one exception, I love Lulu this quarter. I'm going to keep my eye, like, dude, I'm telling you guys right now, TikTok this moment is so much bigger than it was even 6 months ago when we were trading TikTok. Yep. It has become so influential. As an investor, if you are investing right now, how you could not be on TikTok at least an hour a day, researching comments, seeing what's trending, looking for things that are selling out, seeing how consumer behavior is changing in real time through TikTok. It is the greatest tool. I have never been more excited in my entire life as an investor because I feel that I have this massive edge being able to kind of see the world as it's unfolding in real time, primarily through trending TikTok and TikTok comments. Again, I want to emphasize the comments are important.
Yeah, TikTok is doing what Twitter used to do for us, right? It gave us that insight in that real-time view. And I feel like Twitter is not really the place. I mean, you can still find, you can validate some of the things you've learned on TikTok. But I feel like that's not the place where people are first posting their new trend or their new find or their new thing that they're excited about. That seems to be TikTok now.
Well, I think Jordan, the younger people are the ones that are more excited about trends, right? And they're the ones that have really taken to TikTok, as well as olds like me. But yeah, I think that's where you go to discover these things. Luis asked me, is it too high of a P for me? So it's like 35 P, I think. Look, if they're growing, I don't think that really matters as much. It's that if they have growth issues over the next, you know, few quarters, like Chris alluded to, it's an expensive stock, but it's also probably, arguably, the best retail public company that exists. And so
they got crushed along with every other stock, you know, and the big pullback, right? So yeah. I don't know if this is the time to buy. I don't know if this is the quarter that the TikTok rush is going to cause better sales. But this is a company that long term I'd like to hold, right? I currently don't have any, and I'm not in a huge rush to get it. But it is a company that I like and will be buying.
I don't know if I'll hold Lulu past the quarter. For me, it's a trade. It's a trade on this very specific event or these two tailwinds this quarter. I'll make my decision after the quarter whether I want to hold it. For me, it's just a trade going into earnings, like I said, on this tailwind.
Yeah, and that's it, guys. I want to hear the comments on what their plans are for Collegiate going forward. I think that'll be super interesting and telling on what their brand strategy is.
Yeah, they're crushing it. With college, they're absolutely crushing it. By the way, On Running came out with earnings this morning. They're roughly flat on the day, but the earnings were explosively good. They were amazing. The earnings were fantastic. The stock kind of had, as Jordan kind of pointed out, they had their bump. They kind of had a big bump the last few weeks, the last month, right? So this could just be some digestion of people already being aware that they were going to have a great quarter. We've been pumping and talking about On Running now for a few weeks. So I hope we see something like what we saw with Crocs, to where once the market digests the earnings, it continues its run. I'm not selling any of my On Running right now, the same way I decided not to sell any of my Crocs after that Crocs earning a couple weeks ago. I'm glad I didn't, because Crocs went right back up to the upper 70s. I haven't read the earnings report for On Running, by the way, but I did see the headline numbers, and they look phenomenal. And the reactions I've seen from people that are following the stock were they crushed it.
And also, so, we had good news on running there. In those Bama Rush videos.
Oh, you did? I didn't even notice that.
Yeah, people were talking about their shoes, and I think we had a couple that were Ons and some Nikes also.
So, guys, there are a couple other TikTok trends we're going to talk about in the next week and a half. So keep watching Dumb Money. Also, we promised to do our NFT episode on this really unconventional, controversial NFT that Dave and I just bought into. That, can we do it this week, Dave? Do you have time this week, or are you doing
travel? I'm pulling up my calendar right now. I'm in this Airbnb for 4 nights, but I think if we tried to do it Thursday, we'll figure it out.
All right, if we could pull it off on Thursday, let's do it. If not, we'll do it next week. So we do have some good Dumb Money episodes coming up. I will say this. I tweeted the other day, I felt like this is the beginning of a stock picker's market. The reason I was saying that is it feels to me like the macro movements in the market for the moment, have settled a little bit. Now, I don't know if that's going to stick. Who knows? It could get really volatile again, and if it does, I'll feel less confident in social arb trading. But for the moment, I'm getting a little bit more excited and a little bit more comfortable trading earnings based on consumer behavior and just general trends that I'm seeing that are relevant to individual stocks. I feel like the winners will get rewarded. The losers will feel the pain. And that's what we want as social arb traders. We want an environment to where, you know, we can actually invest in single equities and have them not controlled entirely by the macro movements of the market. So we're not there yet, but the environment's a lot better today than it was 2 months ago, 2-3 months ago. Wouldn't you guys agree?
Absolutely. Yeah. No, this is now the time that, you know, I'm watching my big holdings going up and my smaller holdings, the play money, the social arb money for me is about to get back in play, right? I've just been holding my Tesla, Apple, Amazon, and not really playing around with anything. I'm getting closer to pulling trigger on social arb style trading.
Well, I feel like we have more visibility into inventory levels, right? Into distribution, logistics. Like the surprises aren't surprises anymore. Those are all factored into numbers now, and we can just focus on consumer demand, you know, movements.
And did I hear Jordan just say that right as he went short, the market has been going up for almost 4 weeks now, I think?
No. So, yeah, I was shorting. I've only got one big short on right now, but I'm starting to pile in puts. Like, I added some puts today, and I'll probably do some index shorts today or tomorrow.
So, Jordan, I'm still like 35. I was 70% hedge. Yeah. Now I'm 35% hedge. You know, I took my hedge down, but I'm still like 35, 40%. I'm not going to take that off. I don't really see myself taking that off in the next few months because I think there are still some massive risk to the market out there that could just hit us in the face at any time.
The biggest risk is, right? And so you've got credit card debt hitting, you know, highs, continuing to grow. And just the consumer is not in good shape, especially the middle income to lower end consumer. They just don't have any money.
And there's just so many just big economic things that could not continue to improve that I'm ready at a moment's notice to put a hedge back in place, but I'm not hedged at all right now.
Also, yeah. I saw a TikTok with Graham Stephan talking about how China is like in 28 days or 34 days could completely fall apart due to that potential strike against paying your mortgages because people have been prepaying mortgages on buildings that haven't even gone up yet in this Chinese real estate boom the last few years. And now the people are revolting and it could cause a massive real estate like destruction in China. Like, there's just a lot of stuff out there that I don't know if any of this stuff is real or is going to materialize. But if any of it does, let's not pretend like we're in a super stable market because we're not.
I think people a few weeks ago started to get really excited about China because the government came out and said that they were going to ease. But then a few problems came up One of the other issues is they've had such a big drought and heat that they're closing factories. So there's issues over there for sure.
Hey, by the way, I think Mr. Simpson asked a great question. I'll just answer it quickly. Can we give us your TikTok stock search strategy really quick? It's really important, guys, to when you search on TikTok for keywords. So look, sort your search by the last 90 days or the last 30 days to see more recency in what people are talking about on TikTok. So there are keywords that you can search, various keywords. You'll figure it out, like if things are selling out or not, or people are obsessed with things. Like there's all just types of keywords. We all have our own strategies for what we look for on TikTok. But use the search key bar and definitely resort your search by last 30 days or last 3 month period. So yeah, that's it, guys. Dave, enjoy the rest of your, I don't know. Are you ever coming home? Are you like, going to get back?
I don't know. We'll see.
I bet he leaves Montana when it starts to snow real bad.
No, yeah. I don't want to be up here when it's 40 below, but when it's like 55 degrees this morning, high is going to be, you know, maybe 80. I'm all in. I'll stick around here for a while.
Awesome. Yeah, you don't want to miss like fall when the weather breaks here in like a month, though. Like when it finally breaks, you want to get back.
No, that's the only good time of year. Like there's a 4 week window in October and then another one in the spring.
Patio weather.
Yeah.
By the way, Dave, you need to come home to get your new laptop. Look, I got mine and it is amazing.
Do you like it?
Chip, I absolutely
see, and you're hesitant. You weren't sure that you thought it might be too big or too heavy compared to your last one.
It is heavier. It is heavier, but it is what it is. I'm doing my core exercises, getting my back in shape so I can carry a slightly
heavier battery. It's the lightest computer on earth.
Not compared to my old.
I did cancel my order though because I knew I was going to be away and trying to get a FedEx to redeliver or divert to somewhere else.
Yeah.
Without a signature, it just wouldn't work. So I saw that the backlog is only like 3 weeks right now, 2 to 3 weeks. So my plan is once I have a home arrival date in mind, I'm going to place my order and just back time it that way. I'll probably be back early to mid September. That's my current goal.
Awesome. Awesome. All right, guys. So I'm working. I am, by the way, I am back and aggressively researching social arb trades. So stick with us through the fall. I bet we'll have some good stuff to share. Also, I'll be back in the Discord. I'm sure that our community has found some interesting stuff. I'll be looking into that this week as well. I've been out of Discord for a few weeks. But that's dumbmoney.tv/Discord. For those of you all that are not in it, the community comes up with many times way better trade ideas than we do. So highly recommend everybody hop into Discord as well. Check out the High Conviction channel.
Yep. And Jeremy just mentioned that iPhone season is coming too. I might be getting an iPhone and a MacBook Air at the same time. We'll see.
Guys, this iPhone is not that big of an upgrade though. I'm not saying Apple's
gonna do terrible. I thought this one was going to have a higher megapixel count on the camera.
Well, they do every year.
Like,
we're getting a different kind of notch and
A different notch.
Yeah, I mean.
No, I thought because it's been 12 megapixels for like a long time, and I thought they were finally going to bump that up. I could be wrong.
But I thought the camera tech last year was a big jump in actual.
Yeah, sure.
Camera
I mean,
tech.
As far as like the software tech and the lenses and things like that, but as far as the sensor itself has been 12 for a long time.
Okay. All right. Well, I'm getting a new iPhone. This is my I do it like every other year now. So this is
my year. I do it every year because you just get on there like pay every, you know, whatever program. It doesn't cost anything.
I think I pay less, Dave, to do it every other year.
You do pay less because I end up paying off my last phone while I'm using the new phone because you're on a 24-month billing cycle and they're Apple Card. And so I'm paying for two phones right now. But I'm always paying for two phones, and so getting a new one every year, just if you mentally say I'm going to pay twice as much, you get a new phone all the time.
More money for me to invest in Crocs, On Running, and now Lulu.
Well, I'm just trying to pump up that Apple earnings as much as possible.
All right, guys.
Top three holding. All right. We're Dumb Money. Thanks for watching. We'll see you very, very soon. Subscribe if you haven't already, and hit the thumbs up on your way out. That's all we can ask. One thumbs up from every single person watching would make this the most popular video of all time. Just let's try it as an experiment. Everybody, please do it.
I did it.
Well, You're ahead of the curve.
I know.
Do it while you're listening to this music interlude.